אז אנחנו קוראים קטעי נבחרים מהמקורות בנושא העבודה באמונה.
Now we're reading selected excerpts on the topic of work in faith above reason. We are reading from excerpt number 42.
So, the question is, what does faith above reason mean? I'm getting questions about this all the time. So, again. Now we can sketch, so let's draw. We have the degree of Malchut. Here we have Zerampin and the degree of Bina.
Bina. Bina ze tchunat ha'ashpa'a.
Bina is the quality of bestowal.
Malchut,
tchunat ha'ashpa'a. Malchut, the quality of reception.
Al-yedei ze she-malchut mikabelet tchunot she-zerampin.
As a result of Malchut receiving the qualities of Zerampin,
chula la'alot et atzma le-bina.
By that, it can elevate itself to Bina.
Ma she... במלכות זה נקרא דעת.
What's called דעת in מלכות?
מה שבבינה זה נקרא למעלה מהדעת.
And what's in בינה is called above reason.
למעלה, למעלה, לור, למעלה.
Meaning within reason is מלכות and בינה is above reason.
זאת אומרת כאן זה, בתוך מלכות.
So here, inside the מלכות you have the quality of reception.
בתוך הבינה יש לנו...
In the בינה you have the quality of bestowal.
אנחנו צריכים להעלות את הרצון שלנו.
We have to raise our desire from מלכות to בינה. From the will to receive to the will to bestow. We can't change the desire for it to become the desire to bestow. We do it by our will to receive working like the will to bestow. Meaning what? That our will to receive
זה הרצון לקבל שהיה פעם מקבל.
This is the will to receive that used to receive. This is its initial state where it received. We don't want to receive. So the pleasure comes, but we don't want to receive. We don't want to accept it. This is stage number two. And then we even put this condition that I'm willing to receive, but on condition that it's not I who receives pleasure, but you receive the pleasure. So the pleasure can come, and I receive it in order to give you pleasure. This is stage number three. This is how it works. Then there will be the will to receive in order to bestow. This is the form of bestowal on part of the will to receive, meaning the will to receive can receive, first of all. It can not receive, that's the second thing. And it can receive, but in order to bestow. This is the third phase or stage. Is this clear? Yes, Dudi.
What does it mean to acquire the qualities of Zerampin? What happens between Malchut and Bina? What is that process there?
Well, I can't get into this now, but that gradually the created being is included of the qualities of the Creator, the Zerampin, in relation to the Creator. It's called Bore. The Zerampin receives the qualities of the Creator, and by becoming integrated in them, it can become like the Bina. We'll learn about this. This is a process that we'll learn about. But what I want to say here is something simple. That the first thing that we have is our ordinary will to receive, where everyone just wants to receive, wanting to fulfill themselves. The second thing is that we don't want to receive, we don't want to use our will to receive. It doesn't mean that we're disconnected from creation. We feel everything, understand everything, only we don't want to use my own will to receive that disconnects me from the Creator. And then I make a tzimtzum. I don't receive anymore. And then, after I made the tzimtzum, I can use my will to receive in order to bestow. To receive only, enjoy only to the measure to which I can delight the Creator by doing so. That answers the question. Elat.
Elat.
Hello, my teacher, Worldly. Number one is clear. Number two is clear. Number three, this action, how does it take place? Is it a prayer to the Creator to change you? How does it happen exactly? How do you do it?
I understand. There's a problem. We'll learn together. But to at least understand that there is the first stage and the second state. The second state is that I don't want to receive anything that separates me from the Creator. I don't want to, meaning what? That I'm giving whatever is necessary for my beast, for my animate body, for my beast. You know, your normal basic needs, but my mind and heart, they are directed at acquiring the quality of bestowal or faith above, what we call faith above reason.
Yesterday we said there are stages. For each time it starts over, it inverts and starts from a higher degree each time. But my question is, when, since we ourselves cannot do anything, so what?
We ourselves can be in a group and try to connect between us, so much so that we cancel the ego, our will to receive, between us. And by disconnecting ourselves from our ego and by wanting to bestow to each other, we rise upon above our egoistic desire to receive, and by this we become like the Creator, make ourselves similar to the Creator. So the work in relation to us, so that we can see and understand what we're doing, is practical work that is much more practical. In spirituality, we don't know what we do. But between us and the tent is something that we can do. So the work in the ten precedes the spiritual work with the Creator. And we will merit, once we merit achieving the correct state in the ten, we'll also merit achieving connection with the Creator.
Thank you, Rav.
Chavel.
Good morning, Rav. What is the difference between a desire and a feeling?
Feeling is a result. Feeling is what you feel inside the desire. You can say that it's one and the same. Chadera, one.
Rav,
Rav, this drawing answers the question, what is faith above reason? So where it says number three in the drawing, I guess that's when you reach faith above reason. That's reflected light, somewhere between reflected light and faith above reason.
Let's say that there is no difference. There are many discernments in Ol Chozer and in faith above reason. You have all the worlds, all the upper worlds, they are in faith above reason, or in Ol Chozer. You can say that it's one and the same. Mach 2.
Good morning, Rav. Is there a connection between the deficiency for sanctity and raising Malchut to Bina? And if you can elaborate.
No difference. It's the same. To receive the degree of Bina, it means to raise Malchut to Kedusha. Bina is called Kedusha, holiness. That's true.
Can you elaborate a little bit? How do you raise it?
No, I can't. You know, I'm very brief. What we didn't learn about, where I can confuse others, there I stop. I don't take any private questions to explain to you what you want, but I always take only such questions that I can explain to everyone. PT5.
PT5.
Okay.
PT9. Rav said Malchut rises to Bina by receiving the qualities which is rampant. So how is this done? What are the qualities which are rampant? What is a quality of
אני לא יכול להסביר לכם את זה, כי זה צריכים ללמוד 20 שיעורים. זה מה שאנחנו נלמד.
I'm just responding to what you said. You opened, so I thought you wanted to us to describe that.
I want to ask what are the qualities of Zerampin and in general.
Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzachot, Yesod, these are the qualities of Zerampin, 6 qualities. If you acquire all of these qualities, then later you will reach from Malchut to the degree of Bina to bestow like Bina.
What is a quality exactly? How do you...
The quality is that Malchut receives and Bina bestows. That's the difference between Malchut and Bina. The will to receive is Malchut and the will to bestow is Bina. And to receive in order to bestow, it's when Malchut through Bina rises to Keter.
And this intermediate quality called Zeranpin, or a set of qualities. So how is this different than the above quality and the below quality?
Zeranpin are discernments that the Malchut has to receive in order to reach the degree of Bina. It's a discernment, it's a collection of discernments that the Malchut receives, digests, and adjusts itself to Bina.
Okay. There's a specific set of discernments. 6 of them or something like this corresponding to the Sefer Rot within Zerampin. How can these discernments be characterized, defined?
Bina, in order to reach, bestow, to the will to receive, has to build itself according to the will to receive, therefore it gives birth to the Zeranpin. We'll learn this in a moment from the Dalet Prinot that we'll study in the preface tomorrow, the day after, in the 4 Dalet Prinot. Therefore, the Malchut, in order to become like the Bina, has to acquire for itself the discernments of Zeranpin, and this is how it rises to Bina.
בסדר, קאב יו טו, קאב יו טו,
קאב יו טו.
Hello. The will to receive is my reason.
הרצון לקבל זה הדעת שלך, כן?
The will to receive is your reason, dot, yes. Florida.
Hello, Rav. How important is to keep the level of hate, but not hate for others, but the hate for reception, to reach these levels?
עד כמה? עד כדי שלא להשתמש.
To what extent? To the extent of not using it. So much so that you move away from it like from the most harmful possible thing. That's it. Kiev.
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 Да, здравствуйте, любимый Раф. Вот вы сказали, что вот на этой...
Hello, beloved Rav. You said that in this drawing, each desire, except for the necessary ones, if I understood correctly, we have to correct it with faith above reason. Is this right?
Any desire that we feel has to rise to the level of the Creator, to the level of bestowal, and in relation to us, this is considered faith above reason. It's this kind of formula, faith above reason. It's a kind of sentence that's unclear, and for a long time it's unclear what that is. So now I'm trying to explain it. It is the degree of bestowal that is above the degree of reception, that the Malchut leaves its inner to receive and ascends to the will to bestow.
That means that each desire, as you explained now, if it's not a desire for something necessary in life, then any such desire needs to perform a restriction on it, rise above it, integrate it above it in the ten, create the common kli, and build a degree of bina.
You have to make a tzimtzum over every desire, tzimtzum, masach, or chozer, and then from it, from within that corrected desire, you can bestow just as from the bina, and even like from keto. Bulgaria.
Да, я тоже хотел попросить это сокращение, которое надо сделать.
Yeah, I too wanted to ask about the restriction that need to perform over every desire. That happens in the internal personal work, or does this screen and personal restriction happen together in the work of the ten? And if so, how should we do it exactly? What kind of exercises should we perform? I don't know if you can explain to us.
The safest thing to do is to perform spiritual actions in the group and then from the group to the Creator. But if it's really hard for a person, he should try and do this in relation to the Creator, and then he will see that in relation to the Creator, it's not that clear because he doesn't feel it. And so then he'll go back to the ten and will try to do it in the ten. It's like Rabash writes about the ten, about how essential it is. PT 29.
Rav, when we ask to go above reason, what do we do according to this drawing? We're cleaved to the Anpin.
We want to reach Bina. That's it. Zaranpin, we're not familiar with it. We want to reach Bestol. Toronto 2.
Toronto 2.
Toronto 2.
Hello, it's clear that I can't perform a restriction by myself over everything. So how can I truly use the 10 so it would help me not to think of those things between me and the Creator?
You're bestowing to the friend just like you want to bestow to the Creator. Try to bestow to the friends like you bestow to the Creator. That's called from love the created beings to the love of the Creator, and this will truly, very precisely in a short way, will lead you to love, to bestow to the Creator, to love the Creator.
Chavel.
Morning, Rav. Where do I take the power to perform action number 2?
To restrict oneself. The safest thing is to do it, the most certain thing is to do it in the group. That you restrict your actions in relation to yourself as much as possible, because, and you perform as many actions as possible from yourself toward the friends. Toitsk.
Good morning, Rav. The work in the group, it brings us to the third state of above reason according to the drawing. The ladder of degrees is 125 essential changes in the work in the 10. Is this the ladder? 125 degrees?
With the 10 and with the Creator, it's one and the same, because the Creator is revealed in the 10. The 10 is the kli in which the Creator is revealed. So, Dudi, maybe we can read item 42, right? Let's go.
We're reading from selected excerpts on the topic of the work in faith above reason. Shamati 207, the matter of receiving in order to bestow. Because he had prior preparation by taking upon himself the above reason, this means that through engagement in dvekut, he attached himself at the root. By this, he was rewarded with reason, meaning that the reason he has obtained by the discernment of faith was a true revelation. It follows that he appreciates primarily the above reason. And he also appreciates reason, that he has now been rewarded with the revelation of his names to extend abundance. This is why now he should strengthen further through reason and take upon himself a greater above reason degree, as dvekut in the root occurs primarily through faith. And this is his whole purpose. This is called reception. The reason he extended in order to bestow, and by which he will be able to take upon himself faith above reason to the greatest extent in quantity and quality.
Again.
Because he had had prior preparation by taking upon himself the above reason. This means that through engagement in dvekut, he attached himself to the root. By this, he was awarded in the aspect of a reason, meaning that the reason he has obtained by the discernment of faith was a true revelation. It follows that he appreciates primarily the above reason. And he also appreciates the reason that he has now been rewarded with the revelation of his names to extend abundance. This is why now he should strengthen further through reason and take upon himself a greater degree above reason, as dvekut in the root occurs primarily through faith. And this is his whole purpose. This is called reception. Meaning the reason he extended in order to bestow, and by which he will be able to take upon himself faith above reason to the greatest extent in quantity and quality.
This is relatively simple what he's explaining here. He says, a person, Adam, had Daat. He worked with it correctly. He rose to the degree of above reason, above the Daat. And now,
there
are different degrees here. You have Daat here, right?
Daat.
He rose to this degree by the work that he did and is on the degree of Bina, of bestowal.
Bina.
Once he's in it, he already appreciates the degree of above reason that he's in, above reason, compared to the reason that he has. It's a higher degree. So, now, what do you do? Simple. He has to now receive new reason. This was Daat number one, reason number one. Now it's Daat number two. And so he has to rise with his above reason to the next degree. To have a greater Bina and a greater Malchut. This was Bina 1, and this was Bina 2. So, always there is Malchut.
Malchut. Yoter Grola.
Always there is a bigger Malchut. And then he can rise to a higher level of Bina. Meaning every time he has a bigger Daat, reason, and then a bigger or greater above reason, meaning those that go above reason reach a state where they also have a bigger reason. And this how one advances. Questions? I don't see any questions. So, our work is that we have a certain will to receive called Daat. This is our will to receive, our ego. And then we rise above it and bestow. This is reception.
Kabbalah, v'zeh ashpa'a.
And this bestowal.
Ashpa'a. V'kach anachnu olim kol pam yoter v'yoter.
And this is how we rise further and further. But what we rise by is that by reaching above reason, the degree of Bina, we reach a state where we have already reached the previous, we have used the previous reason, we have acquired the above reason, and with then, from above, we're being lowered, and we rise or we ascend to a higher above reason. So if we open this drawing up, we'll like zoom in a bit, then it's supposed to be this way, that we reach we descend further and further every time a bit more in the will to receive, and along with it, we ascend upwards to the will to bestow, and further upwards, and further, and further. This is the will to receive, our will to receive. This is reception. And this bestowal.
Ashpa'a.
Bestowal.
Kacha. Ze bina.
So this is bina. And this malchut.
Kach anachnu gudlim.
And this how we grow.
V'yesh kan she'elot.
And there are questions.
Ken. Toronto. Toronto.
Toronto. Two.
Doesn't become smaller? Shouldn't it be become smaller, the distance?
It's not important to us. I didn't draw whether it's bigger or smaller, but the more we descend to the will to receive, the more we can, or the greater we can become in the will to bestow. Mach 2.
Boker Tov, Kvod Rav.
Good morning. To go back to the first drawing, what is the source of reason or knowing? How can I tell that it increased?
This drawing.
Yeah, it's asking what is the source of reason, of knowledge, and how do I know it increased?
You know what reason is. It's your ego that's growing. You understand more, feel more, and then accordingly, you fail in going above reason. On the one hand. On the other hand, above reason, when you cancel your reason, your own reason, you can actually go above it. PT
18.
Is above reason a matter of attainment?
Yes, above reason is spiritual attainment. PT 29.
I continue the question. The process of attaining the qualities of the Creator through Zeanpin, is this faith?
The attainment of the Creator is called faith, Emunah. In the light of Emunah, also the Chokhmah is revealed.
Vilnius.
Противоположная религии. А можно сделать зумин по мере сия, как мы
приблизить
резолюцию, как мы переходим из ступени в ступень, или это не для сейчас?
He's asking to zoom in on the process of transition from degree to degree. If you can expand on it, or if it's not the time.
This is done from above. Once we ascend to Bina on a certain degree, to the quality of bestowal, right after that, the quality of reception grows in us. It's all done by the light. All actions are done by the light only. There are actions that increase the will to receive, increase the malchut, increase the da'at. It's not done by our participation, but it's done from above. But from below, there is the matter of our request of receiving the above reason, the quality of Bina. So from above, the Creator adds reason. From below up, we elevate a request for Him to give us faith above reason, meaning the force of reception. He increases it in us, and the force of bestowal, we're asking Him to give it to us, and that's how we work. I to my beloved one, and my beloved one to me, like two partners working together. The Creator, He knows how to increase our will to receive and wait until we will ask the will to bestow from Him, meaning the intention of in order to bestow. We asked, He gave us the intention, we rose to a higher level of bestowal. So once again, He increases our will to receive. And again, we fall into our reason, into a new reason, a bigger reason. And again, we work in the 10, we direct ourselves correctly toward the Creator, we ask for the force to bestow, He gives us the reforming light, and we rise to the Bina again, and so on.
And if we increase the resolution even further, we will get into tests.
Could be, but you won't understand it. Because for that you have to feel all of these inner discernments to really be in inner work. Where these desires, those desires, malchut, bina, zaran, bin, what qualities, amount of lights. This is already the work of a Kabbalist in practice. Belarus.
Good morning. We see that to the extent or that the more the force of Kabbalah grows, it is equal to the force of bestowal. In this Kli, the tension grows. What is equivalent to this tension in the Kli?
This tension is really important because it awakens us, not allowing us to fall asleep. And this is how the Creator awakens the people that can correctly participate in this process. Suppose now you see the entire world is in the coronavirus. Everyone's confused, not knowing what to do, not knowing how to go back to the previous state. All in all, 2 months ago, we stopped working a bit. Nothing happened. We didn't change anything, but we can't so simply go back like we closed our businesses and we can't go back to them. We shut down our relationships. Also the relationships between us, between people, we can't go back to the same relationships. It's not that you just go back and you say, okay, that's it, we're going back. won't happen. We will see how hard it will be for us, because we're trying to go back to the previous state, and we're different already. And therefore, we can't go back to the same or to the previous state. We have to understand what new state do we have to come to, since we're new. And we're not yet familiar with how new we are. It's going to be a very special process now. Month over month, it's going to be a very special process until we will somehow not go back. I'm not talking about going back at all, but until we will receive this new form. But it already exists. We have to reach it. However much time it takes, efforts, what can you do? This is how we change. We've entered a period in which the Creator is really correcting us.
PT9. Lo shomim. Lo shomim.
We can't hear you.
Misael. Is prayer itself an act above reason?
It's the first part of the action, but not the action itself, because in the prayer you're praying, you also have to receive the answer for the prayer. There's this article in the Zohar, the raising of the prayer and the reception of the prayer, the raising of man and mud. So this is already a part of the correction.
I've never heard you mention something. Well, I have, but can you speak a bit about the reception of the mud, and how does that? How can we then tune our prayer to direct it to?
We'll talk about this. We don't even have time left to do this now. So, focus group.
From a student in Israel, Rav says you don't have to study with the intellect, but with the emotion. What does it mean to acquire reason?
To acquire reason, it means to prepare our kelim, and our kli is the vessel of reception. It's the desire, so that the desire will receive a form where I will be able to bestow to the Creator. And by bestowing to the Creator, by becoming like Him, in that I receive Dat, meaning feeling the upper that arranges my Kli in the correct fashion. But it's not like in our world where I can work only with my mind without changing. In the spiritual world, I first change, and then according to my change, according to the measure to which I change, I receive a fulfillment, and then accordingly I start feeling reason. Meaning the reason comes through the changes in the desire. If the desire doesn't change, I have no new reason. And Moscow 3.
Good morning, Rav. Can you say that faith is the rosh, the head that a person needs to build, and that it depends on the reflected light?
Yeah. True. Moscow 4.
Раб, скажите, пожалуйста, можно ли считать, что Творец увеличивает желание получать?
Please tell us, can we think that the Creator is raising the will to receive using the diseased illness of the friend? And if as a result I have complain to the Creator? Can I do it through the tent?
In the tent, you can do anything. Talk about it in the tent, discuss this together, and raise to the Creator your common question.
Latin.
Boker Tov, Rav. ¿Es necesario sentir el llenado en el ego para elevarnos al siguiente nivel? ¿O podemos llegar a un otorgamiento en conjunto sin necesidad de llenar el ego completamente?
Do we need to reach a bestowal without feeling the ego completely?
In order to reach the next degree, first of all, you have to fall into a new, worse will to receive, to feel less certain, confident, understanding, helpless, confused, because the will to receive is new. It's not formatted, it's not formed yet, corrected yet. And then gradually, through your efforts, you rise to the next degree. Latin 4.
Buenos días, amados Rav, amados amigos. Mi pregunta.
Good day, dear Rav, dear friends. My question about the first drawing.
Y usted decía que crece Biná y que crece Malhut. Mi pregunta es por
qué. When we attain the state of Biná, for it to continue growing, how come Malhut keeps growing if we talked about the need to hold on to the smallest desires, the desires need to grow? How come Malhut is growing?
In order for you to be able to reveal greater light and feel the upper force, the Creator in it more, Ashkelon.
Ashkelon.
Rav, ata shomea achshav?
Ken.
Toda.
Can you hear? Are there stages between reason and above reason? And if so, what is the place of itkalelut, integration there?
We'll learn this. It's not that urgent. You'll learn this from experience. When you'll start rising above reason, you'll start feeling what transitions are there from reason to above reason. It's impossible to explain it to someone who doesn't feel it.
Latin 7.
Hola, pregunta de un amigo, Rav. ¿Qué deseo es exactamente?
A question from a friend, Rav. What kind of desires should we restrict? What exactly are those desires we need to restrict?
We have to restrict all desires as much as possible. All desires that are not related to becoming like the Creator. It means that we make a tzimtzum and leave only those desires that are similar to the Creator. Besides the desires that we have to work with, and at work, with our family, these are corporeal things, and this is not praised or condemned. These are like basic needs. Moscow 3.
Вчера я задавал вопрос на вечернем уроке.
Yesterday I asked a question in the evening. Listen, they asked me to remind you about it today in the morning. Is it time for it?
I don't know, but we're already, our time's up. Ita 3. Italy 3.
Ken.
Volevo chiedere.
questo movimento che noi abbiamo tra la ragione al di sotto.
I want to ask this movement between reason and above reason.
La salita.
Do we make this ascent through the lights, through the worlds?
Okay, that's good. Now we have, what do we have? Tveria, well, I have to give him.
Morning, Rav, friends. My question is, the work that you depicted in Faith Above Reason, is it in coarseness and purity, left and right? And after that work of Avyut and Zakut, coarseness and purity, you receive the work of the middle line, the Creator?
Yeah. Info.
Info. Hello, friends. We're going to give an update from the English department. There's a great deal of activity. We continue to in this live opening courses, friends disseminate daily. Anyone who wants to participate should write to info@kabbalah.info. Any question, anything, you're welcome to join us. Let's focus on two things that happened in the last week, Zohar. Thank you. It's very exciting to see the community of graduates on Kabyu. We had a special lesson with Rav with almost 200 participants and hundreds of other participants that connected to us on other channels. This community is growing. We have over 400 students from 5 continents. We had an opportunity to meet the new student. We've had students join us from Yemen. First time that we saw students from there. They're riding, they participate in dissemination projects. It's they impress us in every possible way. Once a week, we invite veteran students to teach them about dissemination and how to participate and so on. And this week, after out of effort, we're opening 3 young groups in Australasia, Europe and Africa, and in North America, which will join the other 6 young groups that are already working. Asaf.
Thank you, Zohar. So a few weeks ago, Rav had an interview with David Blumenfeld. He's a producer. The friends asked, what did we get as a result? So it came out a video report, a 10-minute video report, which is the spiritual dimension of the coronavirus. Millions of people watch this, and there are many speakers in this report, but what's interesting to see is that the director made Rav the main speaker, starting the video and ending the video with Rav, and it's really powerful. You could see it on Rav's page in English. We're working on subtitles and so on in order to do it in other languages too. You can watch the full talk with David Blumenfeld. It's a 45-minute talk. If you simply search for Blumenfeld and Kabbalah Media, in the meantime it's in English, so it's going to be in other languages too. And besides, tomorrow Rav has a special meeting with an interesting Jewish activist. Tomorrow, everyone's invited. Odette Spiegler will host the meeting, the show, and good luck to all of us.
And we go to the schedule. We're going to start our schedule today at 9:50 a.m. Israel time. We have a program with Oren and then with Norma until 11:50. Then an afternoon lesson at 1:30 and an evening lesson as usual from 6 to 7. Let's just mention that tomorrow there are many new items. It's important to remind everyone that tomorrow the evening lesson will be from 4 to 6 instead of from 6 to 7. Tomorrow the evening lesson. And we'll also update everyone tomorrow about the detailed schedule.
Two important things. First of all, not everyone. All the new people that go in Galaxy, they have to register. So sometimes it takes some time, it takes a day or two to okay everyone, it has to go through. You can turn to us or language, the heads of languages in order to approve people. So this is now the way. If you want to register for Galaxy, you have to go through a process of confirmation. And in the upcoming days, we will change our layout, meaning what? That if now we're on Galaxy, and we have two windows, one window where we see the broadcast, another broadcast where we see the 10, we're going to merge the two windows, and it's going to be a bit more dynamic. And way to go to our development team that's working on this day and night. And this will solve many of our sound problems, many of our performance problems on your computers. So expect changes.
Thank
you, have a good day.
אתה לא אומר להם שאנחנו היום לא שרים?
היום אנחנו לא נשיר, בגלל יום הזיכרון.
We're not going to have a song because in Israel, Israel is commemorating, there's a memorial day in Israel.
In the evening, lesson as usual. All the best in the meantime.